My name is Bessie Blackmore. I was born October 31st, 1936. I was just about 6 years old when the caribou went down. My grandfather, Charles Ford, was an engineer on the caribou.
So what is your personal story connected to the caribou?
I remember the morning really well. I remember my mom walking. We had a long veranda on the house, the old end of the house. And she was walking back and forth with a towel to her face, crying and screeching. And as a child, I was really upset. Mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she sat me down and tried to explain to me that my grandfather had been drowned on the caribou. I knew him, being only six, but when he was home, I used to be up there and he'd be lying on the David and I'd be sitting down by him, you know. He was a very, very nice man. And I loved him, right? And, you know, that's my memories of that day. Going on after that, like a couple of years after, I mean, when the parades were for the caribou, like I was in the Brownies when I was seven. And somehow I had this, I don't know, the feeling that maybe I was proud because my grandfather was one of the ones that his name was called. And, you know, then after I got older, I realized how sad it was that that had happened, right? But at that time, being seven, I had this pride with me that my grandfather was, you know. I also lost an uncle by marriage on a caribou, too. Like, Victor Lohman was married to my mom's sister, and he went down on a caribou.
And how did it affect your family when he passed away? Like, did anyone's lives change?
Oh, life changed for the family. And my dad wasn't home at the time because he was over in the war overseas. He came home in 43. And but I remember it affected the family. I mean, my grandmother, my mother, and all of them, you know, and my mom's sister, like I said, lost her husband. So it had a big effect on the family, right?
How did the sinking of the caribou affect the community at large, like not just your family, but everyone?
Oh, I would say it affected, like I said, I was so young, but I know even years after, it affected the community for a long time. There was so many people, you know. And for years and years and years, they had the memorial every year, the big parades and stuff, you know. Like all of us, all organizations would go to the monument there by the building where the old post office was, you know. There's a picture actually up to the parish hall of one of the services at that memorial. Well, I know for us in our family, like I said, my aunt lost her husband. And she went back to live with her mother. And she had two children. And my mother took the youngest child for a nice while because she went back to work, right? And my mother looked after her youngest child, Margaret, for a while, right? She was just a baby. Oh, yes, every year, October the 14th, there was a ceremony out at the memorial. Yes, this caribou memorial was downtown at first, right? And then it moved up on the highway. So every year, you know, like I said, when I was a brownie, a guide, and whatever, we always attended as organizations. All organizations did, right? It was just a day that we remembered, you know.